What is going on? How's everybody doing tonight? My name is Nate Wallen. This is Dollar Seduces, episode number 5. That's crazy.
Right.
A Toilets the Titles production. Tonight, I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, the Frito Bandito himself, Mr. Rich Gonzalez. You can find him on Twitter at rgonzalezrm. How you doing tonight, Rich?
I'm doing great, and it's the infamous Frito Bandito. Nah, you're good, man. Just messing with you. Man, great week, man. Man, my Raiders. Shout out to my Raiders. Freaking great weekend. Went 2-0. Freaking the Chiefs lost. The Chargers lost. I started my new job. Man, I am on cloud number 9.
Things are looking up. If yes. They can't anymore, you know? Like I said, the Raiders look good, dude. They look really good. I think, you know, it seemed like the first, I think, the last 2 years, the first, 11 weeks, they've been really, really good. And then they've gone, 1-6, 1-5. I really hope that does not happen.
It's
really
different this year. It's different. It's very different.
I trust you. I said their defense seems a lot better than it's been in the past, too. So I think that's definitely a big positive. So
how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I've been working. I missed last night's show because I had to go into work. And then tonight it's I'm working on the house tonight. So I haven't got called yet for work. Hopefully I won't. But doing good. Busy. Finley turns 1 October 3rd. So I've been working to get the house done for his birthday party we're going to do next weekend. And my Packers finally won. it took 6 quarters of football to get take a first our first lead, you know, so that was good. The defense is not good. I don't think the second half showed the defense. You know, I think the wet ball looked like it was the first time Jared Goff had ever touched a wet football, maybe. That defense is not good. And, you know, in the coordinator's defense, he's never been good at this. You know, in all his past 10 years, he's been a terrible defensive coordinator. So I don't know what the hell we were trying to do here, you know. But
I'll tell you who did look good.
We won't be as bad as 0-16. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Aaron Jones was on fire. I didn't know what was going to happen. Like I said, Rodgers had a couple lasers he threw. That one to big Bobby Tonyan up the middle. That was a dart to the face, and that was probably one of my favorite ones. But
I was happy to see that because I do have a couple shares of Tonyan after week 1. Man, I was worried.
Yeah.
But Aaron Jones, McCaffrey-like game right there. Boy, it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it quite a bit on the other show, too. You know, I think it's Aaron Jones is pretty underappreciated. I mean, obviously now, 4 touchdowns, of course, you're going to say that. But, you know, I think as a receiving back and as just a rusher, too, I mean, he's a, you know, when you think of guys that can catch the ball in the backfield, it's like Kamara, McCaffrey, and Aaron Jones. Yeah. A.J. Dillon had a couple good catches, too. But, you know, there's some receiver-like catches that Aaron Jones can make. And, you know, that he's phenomenal. And like I said, I'm glad we paid him.
Yeah, he does it every year and stuff. And that's so much underrated. Nobody ever talks about his receiving game.
No. And it's, like I said, it was fun to see, you know, it was a get right game for us. And I'm a little nervous for Sunday night. The 49ers are good, but
they are. But I'm picking on the win. So,
anyway, I don't blame you. I really don't. Before we get going too much here, you can find the show on Twitter at Toilets the Titles. Please give us a follow. You can find myself too at Nate_Dirt19. Sorry. You can listen to us, obviously, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify. We're on Facebook. We've got 2 pages there, Toilets the Titles, and then Win a Family Breaks, merchandise, sports memorabilia, not merchandise, sorry, sports memorabilia. Some really cool stuff on there. But please like and subscribe if you can. If you're listening to our podcast, give us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. You know, any feedback is always good for us too. So, but like that, we'll hop into some player props. If you want to, Rich, go see how we did.
Yeah. So, last week on player props for me, it was, I think I went 3-5. So, my misses was, Christian McCaffrey, and it was so close, man. Over and under was 66.5, and he had 65 yards. So I mean, it could have gone either way, but that's the name of the game. You know how it is. My other miss was Tom Brady. I went over and stuff, and I mean, they got so far ahead and up and everything that, heck, he only passed for 276 yards. Over and under was 308. I know, but he didn't get my yardage for me.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
I thought that was an easy slam dunk right there. Another miss was hey, it was a great game and everything. I really thought the Raiders were going to do a better job at corralling Big Ben, and his passing was 278. Man, he was a lot more sneakier than I give him credit for, with as slow as he is and everything. I mean, even Mad Max was saying, he goes, damn, I kept on trying to get him. I just couldn't get there. my hits was Travis Kelce. That was an easy one. Cortland Sutton had a huge game, 159 yards. That was an easy over right there. And yeah, that's how I did on my player props. Let's go ahead and jump into yours. What's your thoughts on any of those?
The McCaffrey one is always, I feel like that's one that's kind of always in play, you know, and he's going to be real close every single time. I actually was going to do his over for tomorrow night. I don't know. I think you did, though. So
actually, took
you
the
said
under,
the under.
Yeah. Well, I took the under on that one. We'll talk more on to that one. So yeah,
you know, like I said, I'm surprised where it ended up at. I think that game, the final score was a lot closer than that game actually was. I mean, I know they won, what, they went 23-6 or something. No, they won 23-13 maybe. But I feel like the Saints weren't really in control at all of that game. And, you know, I think they just kind of let them hang around a little too long. Kelce is the same thing. You know, I think he's one that you can just kind of go for it.
Yeah.
You know, Cortland Sutton was great. Helped me out in fantasy, that's for sure. So I'll go last week for me. I did pretty well. I went 5-1 on the week. So
yeah, you did. You're a fire.
I was going to be 5-0, and then I realized that I picked an over under, or the under on points for the Washington and the Giants game. So I figured I had to put that in there. So 5-1. I'll take that though.
Yeah.
I had Daniel Jones over 20.5 yards. That was easy. He hit it on the first drive. He ran for like 95 yards in the game. Like I said, it's a weekly thing. He is very athletic. He struggles at times, I think. I mean, he's gotten a lot better, not fumbling the ball. Jason Garrett, his favorite play to call, I think he's got a little read option or just a QB draw. So I like that. Another one, Nick Chubb over 85.5, 95 yards and a touchdown. He's so good. He's so good.
It's easy, man. That's like your favorite one every week, man.
It is. Herbert over 298.5. He had 338 yards. Only one touchdown, two interceptions. Not the best, you know, efficiency-wise, but, hey, he hit the over. I got that one. Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdowns. Had two touchdowns, and they fell apart. That game, that's just a joke. And then Green Bay total touchdowns over 3.5, and they had 5. Aaron Jones had 4 of them. Hell, he could have just got it by himself. So,
there you go.
Like I said, 5-0 on that. And then I did miss the first half under for the Giants, Washington football team at 20 last week. So, oh well. Like I said, 5-1 last week, 9-2 on the season for player props. So, feel pretty good.
Yeah. Well, so, for everybody watching the show, you come to listen to Nate and then you just come watch me for the comedic relief.
No. No, my game picks have been pretty subpar. I don't even know if I'd call them that good. I think they've been worse than subpar. So, like I said, I'm fine with the player props. It's going to be good. Hopefully we stay hot.
Yeah, the thing with Herbert on your over and everything, look, I know a lot of people are worried about him and everything, but, man, he is a true QB and everything. He had just in the last 2 weeks alone, he had 4 touchdowns called back due to flags and everything. So, for all the people out there that might be a little bit worried, don't worry. Look, those touchdowns are going to come. They're going to come in bunches.
Yeah, hopefully this weekend.
Yes. Playing against the Chiefs, I think so.
Yeah. Go ahead. What do you got for week 3 for us for player props, Rich?
So week 3 player props, just like last week, a Christian McCaffrey over and under 49.5 receiving yards. I am taking the under this time because they are playing the Texans. Look, this should be a blowout game, but – look, they're not going to need Christian McCaffrey in the receiving game and stuff like that. They're going to get up. They're going to run the ball and everything. I don't see this being much of a big day for him and everything, but he'll get his rushing yards. I just don't think it's going to be there in the receiving. So I'm easily taking the 49.5 under after last week's game.
Maybe Chuba Hubbard gets a little action too.
What's that?
Maybe Chuba Hubbard gets in a little action. That'd be a good one.
Exactly, stuff like that. We need to see what he could bring to this offense, man. That'd be a good opportunity. Kyle Pitts over and under receiving is 52.5. Look, they're playing against the Giants. look, Giants defense is good and everything, but I think this is the week Kyle Pitts breaks out. So I'm actually taking the over on that. I could actually see maybe him getting his first touchdown, maybe even two. So we'll see how that turns out. That's my little pick of the week where I think he's going to go for two touchdowns this week. Bears and Browns, over and under is 45.5. I am taking the under on this. As bad as the Bears seem to be and stuff like that, their defense isn't that bad. So I really see this being a low-scoring game. Look, the Browns are beat up on the offense as far as their receiving core. So, look, if you're picking an over on Chubb again, this will probably be a great one to do again because they'll probably run more than anything. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm taking under at 45.5.
I like it. I think maybe just Nick Chubb scores like four touchdowns and they win, you know, that, just like that.
Very easy could happen and stuff like that. I just like I said, but the Bears, their Bears front line though, man, they're
stink, dude. They're terrible. They're dog shit. I don't care what anybody says. Last week they beat the Bengals. Dude, Joe Burrow gets his ass beat out there every week, and it's like I don't know why. Like we got to do something different. Stop running five wide every play. I mean, they don't ever no play action, nothing. No, you know, nobody to help him. Nobody to chip any guys to give him some time. So he gets his ass beat. Throws three interceptions on back-to-back-to-back.
Horrible.
You know, I mean, I don't – you know, Joe Burrow is going to be great if he's still in the league long enough to play, which I hope he is. But I don't know. I think the Bears are not good. And I hope – I like Justin Fields and I want him to do well, but I think you're right. They're not – I don't think very many points are getting scored in this game at all.
I agree with you and stuff like that. Because, like I said, the offense for the Browns ain't doing the best as of right now with all the injuries they're having. High scoring game of the week is going to be the Chiefs and the Chargers. I think this is going to be a shootout. Keenan Allen, over and under is set at 80.5. I'm going to take this and not even worry about it. This is one of those ones that I know this is going to happen. You can just mark it in the books that this one's going to happen. And
I hope so.
My Saquon Barkley. He hasn't been doing much for us, but I think this is the week where he gets more volume and everything. And look, it ain't huge or anything like that, but his over and under on rushing is 62.5. I'm going to take the over on that. I don't see him going over 100 yards, but I think he's going to get his 62.5 real easy in this game.
No, I think you're right. I think it sounds like he's kind of starting to feel better, you know, looking better, and I think he's ready to go. I think it's going to be – I think it's maybe it's about go time for him. I hope.
Plus, they're playing the Falcons.
Yeah, dude, the Falcons they're bad.
Just say it. They stink.
They stink, dude. They do. They're terrible. I don't get how they're so bad. But hey, whatever. I don't care.
So the whole reason I came on this show tonight because I want to see your player props. So I live in Oklahoma and I can't pick anything. So I just want to see what you're gonna do, man.
Well, and you know, as I realized, as I looked closer into it, I think a lot of the stuff that I can't find a Nick Chubb prop right now.
I didn't see it either.
Well, I think it's because it's early in the week and there's still some question marks. So I think they kind of wait. There was quite a few that I couldn't find. You know, there was a couple games like I looked at the Raiders Dolphins game and there was nothing. They didn't even have any like first quarter, second quarter, third quarter stuff. And I just think it's too early in the week. So, maybe I'll tweet out a couple plays or something that I like for player props too. But I do have a few, you know.
Let's hear it then, sir.
So for week three, the first one I saw was Davis Mills under 216.5.
Wonder the reason why you're 5-1. Look what you're picking.
Come on. Hey, you know, except why would you not take the easy ones? That's all money.
I know. We got to help the fans, man. So go ahead and keep
continuing. We got to help myself. Got to pay for all those spreads I missed. The Panthers defense is legit. That front seven is very, very good. And the defensive backfield's nothing to, you know, they're great too. So I think the Texans, you know, it was fun watching Tyrod. It was. And I was, you know, it was enjoyable. They're going to struggle now. You know, I don't know. Davis Mills, it's been a while. So next one to go along with your Keenan Allen. Justin Herbert over 291.5. I think that's a pretty fair number, but I would imagine him and Mahomes both throw for well over 300 yards. I think Mahomes over was like 312.5.
Yeah, I think it was.
I'd take that over too. The next two, actually, we're just going to do it together, but I figured I'd do it each one to go better. But Brady over 2.5 touchdowns and Matt Stafford over 2.5 touchdowns. I think Daryl Henderson was maybe didn't practice today.
He has some rib injuries.
So he's banged up. You know, I know they have Sony Michelle and what's that guy, Jake Funk or whatever. But I don't think
he ain't going to see the field.
I know he's not. I think Stafford will be throwing all over the place. Same with Brady. Probably going to get another one to Gronk. I think he's had 2 or 3 touchdowns so far. Could have had another one, I think, drops or whatever. So yeah. I like Brady and Stafford both over 2.5 touchdowns.
Hey, real quick on that, man. Now, I will say this, that those two picks right there is tough. I was looking at those two, but, man, this is set up to where this is what you're going to think is a shootout, but could be a great low-scoring game and everything, and that really scares me on those 2.5 on both of those.
It does, but is it? Is that – yeah. Yeah, he probably will break that record. I could see that happen. He's good. Yep. It's awesome. My last one is Marquez Valdez-Scantling over 35.5 receiving yards. I don't know. Correct, Gary. Fournette looks okay sometimes. A couple dump-offs here and there, but they struggled to run the ball. So just let Brady throw it 45 times.
Yeah, but I could see this being a very inefficient game for both QBs as far as passing and everything. I mean, I'm probably going to be wrong because you're the best at this over me.
Stop saying that.
But I'm just saying this is one of those kind of trap games and everything where everybody's thinking one thing but could easily go the other direction.
No, I agree. I mean, it could be a 17-14 ball game without a doubt.
I'm interested in why this MVS won.
So with the – Gary's right. See, they got to just keep throwing it. Whether or not they get anywhere, who cares? Just keep throwing it. So MVS got – he missed – I think Rodgers missed him twice last week on some go routes, you know, that MVS is wide open and Rodgers missed him. And Rodgers said – I don't know if I heard it Sunday or Monday, whatever. I guess it would have been Monday or Tuesday actually. You know, he's like, I missed him. It's my bad, you know, and he's like wants to get him back. Rojo's toast, dude. It's going to be Lenny Fournette all day long. Gio Bernard, too. Why not? Throw him the ball. But I think that Rodgers wants to get, you know, MVS had, well, obviously nobody did anything week one. Week two, he tried, you know, just was a little off on the mark. And I think that he's going to try to make up for that. And I mean, he could do it in one play. You know, most of the time, those balls to MVS are, you know, a go route or whatever. So, I just like it. I think it'd be a good one because I don't know what's going to actually happen in that game. Well, I do. The Niners are probably going to.
Yeah, you're saying it's going to be a high-scoring game.
I hope so. Because our defense is really bad. So we got to score about 45 points to have a chance to win. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. That's how I figure out what's going to happen.
You're right there.
Before we go on, too, real quick, I want to talk about, too, I didn't say it earlier, we do have a website checkout. We'd really appreciate you guys going there. So the guys are busting their tails, getting articles pumped out. All our videos, everything like that's on there. ToiletsToTitles.com. Check it out. You know, tell your friends about it. Tell them how awesome it is. Tell them how great Rich does on there, you know. And also, we do have a Patreon now. Patreon.com/ToiletsToTitles. 3 different tiers. Tier 1, $3. Gets you into the group chat with all of us. It's always, seems like almost every day there's stuff going on in there. I think there is actually, because I know we were talking today in there. Tier 2, $5 a month, gets you early access to the waiver wire episodes, which Justin's been recording immediately following the Monday Night Football games. I've been listening to them. They are great. I really wish that I had better waiver priority or that I just wasn't in a league with everybody that listens to the waiver wire show. You know, that'd probably help too. But those get emailed out to our Patreons, the Tier 2 Patreon people, immediately following the Monday Night Football game. And all of us on the team, we put into a spreadsheet like of different guys. So it's not just Justin combing through and finding it. There's 13 of us that are putting guys down. Tier 3 is $10 a month. One-on-one roster analyst from anybody on the team every month. I think that's how it's going to work. And then free entry into the Frankenstein League next year. And the group chat and the waiver wire episodes again. So check out our Patreon. We'd really appreciate the help. And I think, you know, it's a pretty cheap way to help yourself out. There's some very, very
good content,
very good minds in here.
Yeah. And I want to add a little waiver snippet that we kind of probably missed on as a team and everything. But if you have an opportunity to pick up the Panthers defense, this is a great opportunity to get them on your team and stuff like that, because they are very, very good defense.
I believe Justin said, I think he did. He added it. Because he talked about how he's either streaming them or the Cardinals because he had the Washington football team and their defense kind of stinks now or something. They're just not trying or whatever. So, but yeah, I believe it was on there. So, survivor pool. I stink at this. I'm 0-2. This is my week. I'm already out, obviously, but if I was in one and I hadn't taken him yet, Giants over Falcons. Go G-men or whatever. Go blue. What do they call it? Is that what they say? I don't know.
This is why you stink at it. Look at the game you're picking, man. This could go either way. I get it, but man, it could happen, man. You got to go pick the easy ones like I did. Week 3, Cardinals over the Jaguars.
Well, I mean, you can't just pick every team that plays the Jaguars, right?
If you haven't picked them yet, you can.
Oh, man. I just saw a quote that I loved from Vic Fangio about Urban Meyer. Urban said to him after the game, he goes, the NFL is tough. He goes, it's not like college. It's like playing Alabama every single weekend. But it made me happy that he said that because I don't like Urban Meyer. He's going to be at USC pretty soon.
That's great.
So we'll roll off out of the Survivor stuff because hell yeah, dude. I'm excited, Joe. I'm pumped. As long as he keeps running and I keep hitting this over every time every week. All the way. Also, couldn't find that one because it's not out yet.
No.
Bet that.
Actually, they did have player props on that game, but I want to say they did have one on DraftKings. That's where I've been looking at, and they do have one for him, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, go ahead and let's hear your picks from last week for the spread, and then I'll see if I can find one real quick.
Yep, good to go. Last week I went 3 out of 5, so 1-3, lost 2. My wins was Pats over the Jets, -6. That was an easy one. Panthers over the Saints at +4. I took that one, and that was a hit. I've been doing pretty decent on these plus ones, so I had to keep it rolling last week with the Panthers over the Saints. Like I said, defense is solid. I thought I saw it coming, and look, like I said last week, Lattimore wasn't in the game. Their defense got hit pretty hard. And then, like I said, a lot of the coaches weren't even there too. So it was kind of an easy one there. My other one, Raiders over the Steelers. Just like I said, man, 2 weeks in a row, my Raiders go out and kind of show the league what's going on and everything. So that was a very, very, very good game to watch. My misses was Chiefs over the Ravens. Man, that was a great game. What's that?
It's wild.
I was actually trying to go to sleep early that night because it was getting so late and everything, but I had the TV on in the background. So I was laying away from the TV so that I wouldn't see it. But then I heard that the fumble from CEH and I had to turn back around. And
that guy stinks.
Yes, he does. He stinks very much and stuff like that. I need to get rid of him on some of my teams.
No shares.
Gary, you know, I'm a Raiders fan and stuff like that. And you know, you are too now. So,
okay, if they're winning, ride that wagon till they show you not to.
Yeah, might happen again this week. So my other miss was the Washington over Giants. That was a good game, close game, and everything. That could have gone either way, and stuff. Probably shouldn't pick that one. That was easily could have gone either way.
Nah, it happens.
So what about yours, sir?
So last week, not very good. I was 3-3, I guess, which I don't know, 50%. But I did hit, or I had a couple. Like, so I guess I'd be my misses first. Rams with the Colts, 3.5. Yeah, great. Ended up 27-24, so missed that one. I don't want to talk about that game because it's frustrating. Missed on the Cardinals and the Vikings. I didn't know. I thought the Vikings were going to win, to be honest with you. You know, but they covered. It was another 3.5. Or Arizona was given 3.5 points. Whatever. I don't care. I missed on the Chargers and the Cowboys. Gosh darn it. I thought the Chargers were going to win. Anyways, that was another 3.5. Cowboys outright winners 2017. So, yeah, I know, Gary. Yeah, whatever. I just, you know, it is what it is. As far as what they hit on, like you said, that Pats Jets, that was easy. They blew them out 25-6. It was Patriots -5.5. Hit on the 49ers -3.5 at the Eagles, won 17-11. Very ugly game, but nonetheless, it's a winner. And then, of course, Broncos -6 at the Jags. Urban stinks, dude. Get out of town. See you later, buddy. You and Tebow. Go to USC and coach together or something.
Heck, as injury as their tight ends, Tebow might be coming back sometime this season.
No, he's not. No way. So, excuse week me. 3, I know we have a couple. If you want to talk about, actually, those ones you got, they're the same. I
think gotcha.
We got the Panthers, Texans, Cardinals, Jags. You want to go? Like I said, you go ahead and talk. It doesn't matter if you want to go first. That's fine.
Yeah, we go over mine real quick. So, my picks for week 3, kind of same thing with Nate on this one. We're both picking the Panthers over the Texans. Look, Sam Darnold is rejuvenated in Carolina. Got a great supporting cast around him, and not to mention that defense and everything. Texans, they got nothing going for them right now. I think the only thing that you even would want to have value is Cooks. It just, that dude gets done every freaking week and everything. Now, this might be the week that he doesn't get it done, so I'd be worried about that. But Panthers over the Texans -8 is an easy one. Next one I got, I think you and me both got this one too, Cardinals over the Jags at -7.5. Look, there's no need to talk about this one because, like I said, this is going to be an easy kill. Murray's been lighting it up and everything. Yeah, awesome. I mean, he's just, you know what's, I mean, he's like, he makes these mistakes and stuff like that, but then he freaking has these huge games, but he has these games in there, but you just have to sit there and watch the game just the way he moves around and everything, you know?
There was one towards the end of the game Sunday. And there was like over a little over 2 minutes left, and he's running. He runs out of bounds. It's like, what are you doing? Like, there's a couple of things he does, like situational football wise, that it's like very, very frustrating. But God, dude, he's got a cannon. And I mean, some of the throws he makes are just, they're incredible. He said he's a blast to watch, like a video game. I think, all right. I just hope Justin Fields doesn't get killed by Myles Garrett. I mean,
yeah, man, look,
I'm excited.
It's nice to see him. I want to see him and everything, but dang, man, this is going to be a tough one and everything. And he didn't look the best when he came in last week for that limited time that he was in there.
No, and the Bengals defense is nowhere near as good as the Browns defense. So I think, I mean, I know he can run, and I know he's got the physical abilities, and I think he's going to be great. But Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor are dipshits. So I think, yeah, I still think it's Christian Kirk, Joe. I really do. I think eventually it'll be Rondale Moore, but I think right now it's still Christian Kirk.
Yeah, you and know, Moore right now, he's I think he has like 45 receptions and stuff like that, but the production he's getting from those 45 receptions is just outshadowing, you know, with his time on the field. I think I was reading a stat earlier I heard on the radio when I was driving back home was, he's ranked up there in like the top 15 already, but yet the next person above him as far as receptions is like 95 yards. So he's getting this production on less opportunity. So does this give it? Make Cardinals say, hey, maybe we need to get him more on the field. So the more targets, the more production.
I don't know. I think the way Cliff Kingsbury's offense runs, it's just kind of like whoever's open. Because I mean, if you look at the team every at the end of the week, like, I mean, AJ Green gets a handful of targets. Obviously Hopkins gets his because he's the best, but you know what I mean? Like it just seems like there's so many that it just spread out. I mean, it's great for fantasy really, because everybody's somewhat viable. It's not like, you know, one guy every week, but it's a blast to watch. I mean,
it is.
And Gary, yes, Fields will be better than Dalton. I just don't think so yet. Dalton's really good between the 20s. Get in the red zone. It's a little shaky. Throw some picks. But hey,
yeah, it's scary okay. to watch him in the 20s.
Give it to Montgomery.
My other picks for the week, I do have – look, this Chargers-Chiefs game is going to be a great game. The Chargers got a +6.5. I'm actually taking that because I think this is going to be going down to the end of the game and stuff like that. I think it's going to be within 3 points. I actually feel like the Chargers can win this game, but it is at Chiefs. So that's the only thing that kind of scares me, but I will take this +6.5 for the week. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I'm taking the same one. Go Bolts or whatever they say.
You're right.
Is that a Tampa Bay thing for the Lightning? I don't know. Anyways, I love it. I love it. I think that the Chiefs defense is not very good. It looked pretty terrible last week. I'm sure things will change, whatever. But, yeah, the Chargers look great. I even know last week that the loss, it is what it is, but I think that they can definitely cover it and hopefully win. You know, I'd like to see them. That'd be awesome to see the Chiefs 1-2.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be one of those games to watch. I'd definitely be an eye on that one. My next one is I'm taking the Seahawks over the Vikings -1.5. And the Vikings are going to lose again by a field goal this week. So it's going to be 3 weeks in a row that they lose at the end of the game by a field goal. And it sucks to see that because they are a good team. They got great options on the offense and everything, but just bad luck as far as just the way everything has gone down for them the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I just hope Russ and Lockett are just still. I enjoy those. I enjoy watching those two play. Chargers defense is very good. I love some. They said they're fun to watch.
And my last one, 3 games in a row. I actually got to go this way because I think that's the reason why I'm giving this good luck to the Raiders. And this is the first time that I'll be making a pick where they're favored. So I'm taking the Raiders over the Dolphins -3.5. Two is going to be out of the game. Man, as much as you like this, as good as the Dolphins defense was last year, they're just not holding up to what they did last year and everything. And I know a lot of people think this is going to be a down game for the Raiders. I don't see it happening. I mean, they got Tua. They got, Brissett coming in to play.
Yeah, he's better than Tua anyways. So they'll probably
I know you're not a big Tua fan.
No, Tua stinks.
So like I said, I'm picking this one very easily. Gary, I feel you, man.
The Raiders are a wagon right now, man. I'll ride it with you. I'm in. I don't care. Go Raiders.
All right, let's jump into yours, man.
All right, well, hopefully we can do a little better this week than last week. We both had quite a few of the same there, like with the Panthers, Cardinals. Patriots -3. We got the Saints coming to town. I think you're right, Gary. I think that I kind of think Watson might go to Philly unless Hurts keeps producing. But so Patriots -3, Saints coming to town. Saints stink, man. They are who we thought they were. I wanted to say that, you know, like remember old Denny Green. Bill's gonna shut them down, whatever they have, whether it's Kamara, this, that, and the other. Macaroni Jones will take them to the promised land. They'll cover. Hopefully win by a touchdown or something.
Macaroni Jones. That's like your kissing cousins, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Chargers, again, we've both picked them. I like this. This one's for Joe. This one's for my guy, Joe. Giants -3 at the Falcons. Let's go. Let's go, Giants. It's time. It's time to get on the board. 1-2. We're ready. You know, Eli is getting his jersey hung. You know, they're retiring that number. It's time. This is the win tonight. Not tonight. Sunday. They're going to win. I got a feeling. Saquon scoring 2 touchdowns.
It's going to suck for you guys so bad when the Falcons win.
Not happening. They're terrible.
All right.
The Giants aren't bad, man. They've been looking good. Maybe they played 2 really good teams. Not Washington so much because they don't look very good. But the Broncos are the real deal. You know?
No, you're right until they play the Raiders this year.
Yeah. By that time, you'll still be betting on them. Oh, come on, Joe.
What the heck, Joe, man? Come on.
What kind of fan are you?
Come on, jeez. Joe. Come on. I'm going to have to take your card for that one.
I think we have to. Be like Jason, you know. Anyways, next one. This one was kind of tough, but I like it anyways. Broncos -10.5 versus the Jets. Zach Wilson, I think, is still hurt from week one. I saw something today. Broncos defense is phenomenal. Teddy Two Gloves looking good. Yeah, they're gonna demolish the Jets. Like I said, I don't care. It's 10.5. I'm going for it. And I do have to get. If you're talking about Teddy Two Gloves, because I said how he's not good. He's not going to make mistakes. And when you have a defense that good, if you don't make mistakes, you know, hopefully it's a Javonte Williams party. That's what I'm kind of banking on. Maybe not, but hopefully. And the last one for Coach Sheps. Hopefully they don't jinx him. Cowboys -3.5. Monday night, got the Eagles coming to town. It's time to show the NFC East who is the best, even though I did originally think it was Washington. Maybe it's the Cowboys. Hey, come on, Joe. They're going to win by 7. That's what's going to happen. They're going to win by a touchdown.
Jones is going to have over 100 rushing yards.
He almost did last week.
He did until they had that flag.
I know. But it's fine. You know, and I wanted to take the Packers just because. But, yeah, I got you, Gary. They'll smoke them. Especially, I want to know if Micah Parsons is ever going to play linebacker again or if he's just going to be an edge rusher or DN now. He had like 8 quarterback hits or whatever, something like that.
He had an awesome game.
He's so good.
He had an awesome game. Look, I know they're probably going to drop him back every once in a while, but I think they found the true spot for him on this offense and everything. Because, I mean, look, they don't got the best linebackers, but they got doable linebackers and everything. And
I love their linebackers. Leighton Vander Esch is awesome. If he can stay healthy, I love that guy.
Yeah, but Parsons, but him being a left end or right end, however they play him and stuff like that, he's going to make those two look better this year just because of him playing there.
I think Micah Parsons could probably play safety, dude. That guy can do whatever. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's defensive rookie of the year already starting out.
Oh, yeah. But I did also like the Packers 3.5, but I just couldn't take it. I should take him with that big-ass 11.5 point spread, even though they almost blew it, but it's whatever. So, like I said, it'll be a fun weekend. I hope everybody is enjoying it. Like I said, hopefully we're helping you out a little bit, or, you know, if you're fading me, I don't blame you. You know, so go with Rich. He's doing a lot better than I am.
Yeah. He make me cough. All right, let's continue.
Right on. Well, like I said, I don't got anything else for this week. You got anything else for him?
No. Like I said, man, football's here. Been here. Look, week 3. Look, this is the time, guys, where you start making those decisions. Look, there might be some players out there that you drafted thinking they were going to be good and they haven't produced yet. Look, chances are they're probably not going to produce. They're going to be up and down. Now, make sure you're looking at your bench, because there's some players on your bench that are probably doing better than what you thought. And this is the time right now where you got to start making those decisions. If you're 0-2, getting some of those players in the lineup and everything to get that bounce back for the season. So make sure you guys are looking into that. I know this is player props and everything, but look, we're here to help out however we can. And that's one of the things you guys got to do after week 2 is start making those hard decisions on who's going to be in your lineup if they're producing better than some of your starters.
Yeah, I actually got lucky. I started Ryan Fitzpatrick in a Superflex league last week. I still won. Felt good. Yeah, I got too many lineups to set, man. Too many. Anyways, check us out. Toilets Titles on Twitter. Shoot us a DM, whatever. Any questions you got, somebody will always there to answer. Patreon.com/Toilets Titles. Check out our website, toiletstitles.com. I think that's all of it. You know, like I said, if you like the show, give us a like, 5-star review, whatever. Any questions, please hit us up. Let us know how we're doing. And let's make it a profitable one, everybody.
Let's do it.